budget in front of us. And I mean, I'm not particularly thrilled about it either, but not because of any one particular issue. It's a difficult year with some difficult decisions. So I don't know. I'm at a loss as to how to sum up my feelings about the budget, other than it's bleak and it looks bleaker next year. So I think we've got some work to do in the next in the coming year to put some things in place to hopefully not have it be as bleak as what it looks like it will be. That's all.
Thank you, Assemblymember Decker. Anyone else? Comments? Assemblymember Morrison.
Well, yeah, the budget is, you know, not what we would like to see. And we have to keep in mind that we're probably going to have to change parts of it once we get the word, what we're not getting from the state. I mean, we're going to have to make some more difficult decisions as this next year progresses. It's just my opinion.
Thank you, Ann. Anyone else? Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Please go ahead, Lisa.
Given the concerns that have been raised about the future of funding, there's a reason why stuff was not added back in, even though we are now, the budget is in the black. And the reason for that is because our budget is based on a number of estimates and assumptions, two primarily, that we are going to be able to offset wages to the tune of $890,000 through CARES Act funding. The second is that we made an estimate on sales tax, and I frankly have no idea whether those estimates are going to come in right on par, high or low. And so I left almost all of the cuts, with the exceptions of the things that were discussed at the last assembly work session, remained out of the budget. And up until we get a sign that things are looking okay, we probably won't ask for any of those things to go back into the budget unless they're absolutely necessary. So administration shares the concern of the assembly members about what the situation is. If we did not have CARES funding offset for salaries this year, we would be $500,000 in the hole easily. And that's got to be made up for next year. So the community survey that was mentioned at the last meeting, getting information out, finding out what the priorities are of the community, and making plans for the upcoming year, understanding that we may have some significant challenges ahead, especially if we don't see a significant rebound in the economy, is, you know, some tougher choices are going to have to be made.
Assemblymember Howe, go ahead.
I guess I need to ask, so I don't just because I'll kick myself later if I don't. But so before transfers, our deficit is $222,000, right? Lisa?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
What is the transfer to Parks and Recreation?
So Parks and Recreation is, even though we think of it as being in the general fund, it's its own special revenue fund. And so the Parks and Rec programs do not, the fees that we collect from Parks and Rec programs do not pay for the program. So there is a general fund subsidy to run Parks and Recreation, to have the pool open and all of those things. And so the transfer from the general fund to Parks and Rec is just that. It's the operating subsidy for those programs.
And same thing with the Nolan Center?
Same thing with the Nolan Center, that's correct.
So after that, it's like $1.6 million deficit. Am I reading that right?
Mr. Howe, what page are you on?
Page A57. Page 57, sorry.
So you're asking if we have a $1.2 million deficit now?
Well, it says excess revenue under expenditures.
So we are $436,000 in the black. We do not have a deficit at this point.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to ask you later. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else with questions or comments? Okay, my only comment on this is that we absolutely have to have regular reporting once a month. And I had asked for I requested the second meeting of the month. We need statements. We need to be able to ongoingly monitor this and have way advanced warning if things are not working out. And I just want that entrenched for the meetings moving forward. Is that going to be an issue for us to be able to do that, Lisa?
So, Mr. Mayor, with regard to expenses, that's not a problem. But with regard to revenues, as it relates to sales tax, we have a four-month lag.
Can you do a projection?
I can give you an estimate of what I think it's. I mean, we've done that for this year. I will have a much better idea about what the first quarter FY21. Sales tax returns are going to be once we get this quarter that we're currently in returns back by the end of July. That will help inform where we are doing with regard to what our estimates are. So we can revise our projections, but because we don't have month to month sales tax reporting, I can't tell you how we're doing month to month other than related to our estimates.
Except we can see where our expenses and how we are in relation to our expenses.
Of course.
We can also take and have dialogue at that monthly meeting where we go through our statement, dialogue about whatever's coming down the pipe from the state, what we don't expect, what we think fish tax is going to happen to that, and that we can take a real life snapshot at that time. You may not be able to tell us everything, but surely we should be able to have some general understanding, and that gives us the ability to forward plan a little bit and say, okay, we think this is going a little off the rails here. Because what I am not willing to do is I am at this point in time not willing to see us raise dramatically fees or raise our, obviously we're not going to raise our millage. We've set that and we didn't raise it. But I really want us to do everything that we can to not downshift the burden onto our citizens. This is a really rough time for them, rough time for us too, and I appreciate that. But if folks feel, I just don't wanna see us downshifting the burden, that's all.
Well, Mr. Mayor, we have no plans to raise fees to assist with operating costs. That has been very clear. However, we do have major projects coming along in several of our enterprise funds. And we know that those things are going to require rate increases. We've known that for some time. And so I understand that the downward pressure on the community is significant by raising fees, but these were things we started talking about well prior to COVID and well prior to this economic situation that we're in. And we can have conversations about delaying some of those, but some of them we can't. And those are just going to have to be ongoing discussions we have.
Absolutely. Assemblymember Gilbert.
Thank you. And along with the monthly reports, I would like to have accounts receivable reports every month. The report that you presented tonight is a very good baseline. It lets us know where we are. And hopefully we can develop policies and to try to reduce that amount of money that's hanging out there.
Mr. Mayor, may I follow up on that?
Sure.
Assemblymember Gilbert, do you want the actual accounts receivable? to see what those are, essentially the ledger?
I don't think that's necessary, but I would like that the report that you submitted tonight as a baseline,
okay,
and try to bring that that money owed to the city down.
Understood. I just wanted to clarify because we specifically didn't put the ledger detail in there. This is no time to be publicly shaming folks about non-payment right now. So
I agree with you. And this is exactly the wrong time to try to stress the collection of those accounts owed to the city, but we need to start somewhere.
Thank you, Assemblymember Gilbert. Any other thoughts or questions? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yep.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13B, resolution number 06-20-1531 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending fiscal year 2020 budget in the general fund by adopting donations for digitizing Wrangell's newspapers in the amount of $1,025 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 06-20-1531, Gilbert.
By Assemblymember and seconded by Assemblymember Morrison. Okay, Lisa, do you want to just give us a little update on what this is about?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. The library has been working on a project to digitize historic newspapers from the community, and the Sentinel has been kindly running ads asking for donations for assistance in helping that project along. And a portion of newspapers have already been digitized. And right now, the library is hoping for additional donations to work through that project. And I'd like to say a huge thank you to Larry Persley for donating $1,000 toward that project, and Shirley Wimberly for making a donation to that project as well. Every little bit counts, and we're accepting this money. It's going into an account that will allow that money to grow. Every time we get a donation, it'll carry forward from year to year. And so when there's enough bank there, the library will be able to move on to the next phase of digitizing. So our thanks to those people who donated to this project.
Okay.
Mayor.
Assemblymember Morrison.
What is the total amount, Lisa, that will be needed to be able to complete this project? Do you know?
Assemblymember Morrison, I don't, but I can find out. I know this amount of money is being added to another $1,375 that's already in that account, $1,375.
Right.
But I will ask for that.
Just wondering how close we were getting to being able
okay.
to do that. Thank you.
I see that Margaret's on the line. Margaret, can you speak to that, please?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, we've been able to digitize the newspapers up to 1957. We have them ready to go, and we're working with the State Historical Society, and they're going to try to put us on a grant that they're working on so that it can be accessible online for everybody to get to. But we only had enough money to get up to 1957. So it's hard to know exactly how much it costs because they charge you per page to put in. So until it actually goes out and they put it, and then they bill us afterwards. So we were able to do from 1898 to 1957 for roughly around $5,500. So as soon as we get a little more in our bank, we'll send off another batch.
Thanks.
Thank you, Margaret. That's excellent. Yes. Any other questions for either Margaret or Lisa or comments? Well, thanks very much to the folks that donated the money to help with this process. Really appreciate it, and what a valuable thing to do. Preservation of our history is so important. So thank you. Kim, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison? Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yep.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. Item 13C, resolution number 06-20-1532 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the CARES Act grant fund by accepting a public safety CARES Act grant in the amount of $20,557.84.
Move to approve resolution number 06-20-1532.
So it's been moved by Howe, seconded by Assemblymember Morrison.
Yeah.
Discussion, please. Lisa, do you want to say anything? I think we're all aware of this was money that the police department was able to procure.
Right. They're using about just over four, well, close to 5,000 of it to cover the cost of moving the two police vehicles from Anchorage to Wrangell via barge. The new vehicle and one of the used Forest Service vehicles that we're procuring. That was an allowable expense under the grant, and then some sanitizing equipment and other things are being purchased, and we can get you a complete listing of what those are if you would like.
Sounds good. Chief Ratke, do you want to comment any further on that?
No, the equipment, everything will be ordered right around July 1st. The grant's allowing us to buy that equipment that normally we wouldn't have been able to buy with the sanitation equipment to the jail.
Excellent. Thank you. Assemblymember Morrison?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why my hand is still up.
Yes,
ignore
ma'am.
It. Ignore it.
You are being ignored.
Okay.
Anyone else? Any comments? Poll vote, please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13D, ordinance number 979 in the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the withdrawal from the Port Authority, known as the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, and calling a referendum on the proposition to withdraw from the said Port Authority.
Move to approve ordinance number 979 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on July 28, 2020. Gilbert.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second. This is Powell.
It's been seconded by Assemblymember Powell. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to walk us through a little bit of this for the community's sake?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. I may ask the clerk to assist. She is the one that primarily pulled this information together at the request of Assemblymember Gilbert. Concerns have been expressed about our continued involvement in the Inter-Island Ferry Authority because the ferry has not for some time come into Wrangell, and the likelihood of it returning to Wrangell is very slim, if not at all. And so there really isn't a reason for us to be participating in this group at this level anymore, in the governing body anyway. And Petersburg pulled out quite a while ago. And so this is being brought forward for assembly consideration of the ordinance, which will drive an item on the ballot in October if the assembly approves the ordinance at the next meeting.
Okay. Assemblymember Gilbert, I know you've sat on there for a while. Is there anything that you'd like to add to that?
No, other than they stopped the northern route in 2008, I believe. We only had three summers of service. And so that's been 12 years, no service to the northern route. And there's no possibility that that will ever come to pass.
Okay. Kim, just to give you an opportunity, is there anything that you'd like to add?
I think the manager and assembly member Gilbert summed it up very nicely.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else have any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, poll vote, please.
Okay, assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of the employee health insurance renewal for the plan year 2021.
Move to approve the employee health insurance renewal with Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield for the plan year 2020 to 2021.
Moved by Gilbert.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Discussion? Lisa, we've looked at this a little bit already in the budget process.
Sure, Mr. Mayor, this is a continuation of the same policy that the borough has had for the last handful of years. This is a 2% reduction from last year's cost. One of the things that I was unable to provide in the agenda statement prior to it going to press was the information on Navia. So currently the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan is a $3,000 deductible. However, we have an HRA plan that allows for employees and their dependents to submit once they reach $1,000 for reimbursement up to the $3,000 level. And if you were to take all of the plan participants, the worst case scenario request to the borough for reimbursement annually would be $210,000. What we are paying out annually tends to be between 15 and 20% of that, somewhere between $31,000 to $36,000 a year, it appears like, for the last 3 years. And we had reports ready to go for me to put that information in the agenda statement. However, when I looked at the reports, my name wasn't on them. So I knew something was wrong because I have submitted for claims. So I wanted to make sure that we weren't missing, and we were missing a huge amount. The plan year for Navia ends December 31st, but you have up until March 31st to submit your claim. And the reports that were originally provided didn't include anybody that had submitted between January 1 and March 30th. So we were able to find that and get the more accurate information to you. So I wanted to provide the assembly with that.
Thank you. Any questions?
I'm just walking into this, but I'm muted. No, it's moving. Oh, okay.
You're not muted.
A 2.5% reduction is really good. And if everybody's happy with the insurer, that's great. But have you explored other providers to see if there's something out there with a lower premium, even with the discounting?
We have looked at other options, and there's not anything that comes close, as I understand it.
There you go.
Anyone else, any comments or questions? Anyone else, any comments or questions? All right, seeing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Sure, assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Powell? Sorry, Howe?
Yeah.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
I would like to go on record saying you should not call for Dave and I to be poll voted right next to each other.
I'm thinking about calling your first and last names.
There you go.
We've been down this road before. Okay. Item 13F, approval of property and liability insurance policy renewal for the plan year 2021.
Move to approve the general liability, property, equipment, and auto insurance and the workers' compensation insurance from Alaska Public Entity Insurance for plan year 2020 and 2021.
Good move. Do you have a second?
Second, this is Powell.
Moved by Powell, seconded by Powell, moved by Morrison. All right, discussion on that. Lisa, is there anything administratively you want to add?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I do want to say we are not enjoying a premium reduction in our property and liability insurance coverage. In fact, it's an enormous jump, and it would be even higher if Wrangell were not taking advantage of what is called value of loss control credit, which includes building facility inspections and training, the employees going through certain training and that being tracked. And I really need to credit Alicia Molin for her work in getting after this, recognizing that we could achieve this credit and providing information to the employees and the supervisors about having the employees take this training and getting credit for it. We were actually able to get just over a $28,000 reduction on the premium because of our efforts. And my understanding from Joyce is that Susan Erickson, our insurance agent, said she has six different communities that have insurance with APEI, and Wrangell is the only one that takes advantage of this loss control credit. In addition to that, we have a sprinkler credit of about $8,700, and we have a longevity credit of $14,700. And because we signed a three-year agreement, we get a $21,500 credit. So, and our insurance is still $390,000. So you can imagine what it would be without those reductions is $463,000. So we're doing as staff and as administration, everything we can to keep our property and liability insurance as low as possible.
Do we see a part of this increase? Was this due to increased claims from prior year or earthquake or anything like that? This was just...
This has to do with increased claims statewide. And I believe Joyce can, or Alicia can correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is also due to an expectation of claims rising in the future.
An expectation due to Alicia or Joyce, either of you?
Go ahead, Joyce.
Most of this is an expectation in the liability. They say they have an increase in some liability claims, mainly sexual harassment. This is statewide, not Wrangell.
Sexual harassment is driving a statewide increase in our insurance. That is amazing. That's horrible.
If you look in the news, Mr. Mayor, you can see, especially with regard to school districts, there have been a significant number of cases that have been reported, and those sexual harassment claims, because APEI and the Alaska Municipal League Joint Insurance Agency, the two municipal insurance agencies cover, the pools cover schools and municipalities. This is a concern.
Well, Assemblymember Gilbert.
Yes, I was just going to add that APEI apparently doesn't have the ability to do regional pricing. They take it statewide. And at one point we were hoping, school district was hoping anyway, that they would revert back to regional pricing. But it's not going to happen this year.
Member Decker?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, it says in the packet, liability rates are increasing due to significant claims for both employment practices and child sexual abuse. Is that the same that you're talking about, Joyce, the sexual harassment? Is it
child?
child abuse, like during in from school districts, or am I reading this wrong?
No, that's from the school districts, correct.
Well, Alicia Moline.
Yes, just in relation to the sexual harassment, I wanted to just point out that as part of that premium credit with our training, when we onboarded Target Solutions training this last year, that was the first course that was sent out to all employees. So all employees took a sexual harassment prevention course when we first onboarded that this last year. So we're on top of that.
Thank you. Any other comments from anyone? Or questions? All right, seeing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yep.
Decker?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of the Rainbow Convention and Visitors Bureau COVID-19 marketing assistance funding request in the amount of $146,516.
Move to approve the Rainbow Convention and Visitors Bureau COVID-19 marketing assistance funding request for $146,516.
Been moved. We have a second.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Assemblymember Morrison. Ann, you have your hand up?
Not anymore. Ignore it.
you wave at me madly if I ignore your blue hand. So I'm trying to be proactive. Okay. is any administrative report, or I don't know if Carol's on or not. I think she is. Yeah, there she is. Does anybody want to give us an update on this before we go to questions?
Mr. Mayor, I would defer to Carol, please.
I tried to outline what their request was and the reasons behind it. Most of these things are activities that the CVB has not had the funds to do in the past, or has only been able to do a very small portion of them in the past, or things that would need to change because of how marketing for the future is changing. So it's not something that's in, it's, they're not as proposed in their typical budget.
City Manager Von Bargen, are we confident that this falls under the CARES Act and that we're not going to get dinged coming around?
Mr. Mayor, I have not vetted each individual one of these, but we certainly will vet those before anything is done.
Is there a process issue that we're going ahead and authorizing these prior to them being vetted for the funding source that they're
being asked? No, Mr. Mayor, everything is being vetted. Well, for instance, the items that were previously approved under the EDC recommendations, Carol and I and Joyce met, went over all of the applications and the issues surrounding those. Those were vetted through the Alaska Municipal League, and they were vetted through the Alaska Government Finance Officers Association and auditors. And I believe that Joyce is going to be meeting with the EDC to talk about a couple of concerns with some of the recommendations. But we're vetting everything before it goes out.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments for Lisa? All right, I'm not seeing anything. Poll vote. Oh, Assemblymember Gilbert, under the wire.
I was just going to ask Carol if she could expound on number four, the Rainforest Islands proposal.
Sure. So it's been at least 12 years probably. The state had a grant program years ago to develop some marketing cooperatives. So Petersburg and Wrangell at that point in time joined together and created sort of what's called the Alaska Rainforest Islands. And it was an effort to do